Difficult was it to not go to the preseason? I mean, is that something where you test yourself and try to knock the rust off?
Well, it's difficult because you see all your brothers out there grinding. You see all of them putting in a lot of hard work. And then this particular training camp, you know, all the running backs, you know, those guys did a really good job with the opportunities they were given. And, you know, as a competitor and as a leader of that group, it hurt not to be out there, you know, sharing the grind with them.
Is game speed a lot different than practice? I mean, than what you've been up to? I mean, is it going to be game speed a lot different this summer?
Well, the game speed is different because you have 11 defenders knowing exactly what they're doing. You know, they're starters. Pretty much they know their game plan and they're comfortable with it. They're returning a defensive front, a defensive unit that's all been together except for Jarius Byrd. So, you know, they know their scheme. We know our scheme. So it should make for a very exciting, you know, Sunday.
Steven, is there a silver lining that you have heard that now this together goes around? You're as fresh as you can possibly be?
There's always a blessing in anything, and that's how I see it. I do see it as a silver lining, making sure that I come into the season fresh as possible, coming in there confident. You know, unlike last year, I had to learn offense. This year I knew the offense, so it allowed for me to be a better leader, help those young guys out when they had questions. And, you know, like you said, coming to this game Sunday, I'm healthy.
You have a pitch count, per se? I mean, in terms of number of carries that you have in mind that you and coach are comfortable with? Or
I think that all is predicated on how the game plays out. You know, we're going to come out, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to be balanced, and where I fit in the game plan, I think, has yet to be determined. But all I can do is make sure that whatever that is, that I'm ready to, you know, to carry the workload.
Coach was a little bit frustrated with some of the short yardage plays in the preseason. I know you take a lot of pride in that. How do you make sure that you guys – you know, definitely have to convert in those situations when you get them?
Yeah, short yardage is a lot of attitudes and a lot of angles, you know, making sure that we get the right fronts. We're seeing the right things as an offensive unit. And whenever the snap count ends, that we fire off the ball. And always as a running back, you believe you got to make two guys. May got one guy miss and the other guy you have to run through. So as a unit and as a running back, we got to take pride in that and make sure that we continue those drives.
In goal line situations, is it easy as what you made it last year and jumping over the top?
Goal line situation is actually harder than short yardage because of the amount of field the defense has to cover. So it's, once again, it's just attitude. And you have to come down there with the toughness and the mentality of saying that, you know, as a running back, I know I have to take on two.
Steve, opening day is always exciting, but this one even a little more exciting because it's a division game and it's a rival.
It's exciting because we're at home. You know, it's a rival game, of course. We know the New Orleans Saints are just as well as they know us, but you know, historically, we've been a good team at home, and it feels good to make sure that we can kick off the season with a home game.